Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio today our speaker, Sister Razia Batul Najafi. She's an Islamic researcher, and I have had this pleasure to sit with her in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, I always have this good feeling to be with you. Thank you so much for coming. Sister Najafi, we discussed in the previous episodes the responsibilities that parents had towards their kids. That was the, you said, giving them a better name, providing better environment for their education. And you said education was not only a secular one, it was the Islamic education as well, the marriage and being friends with them. And then we said in other sessions, in the following session, we said that not just parents, but society, school, a guide, a spiritual guide also plays a role in the upbringing. Well, today I want to discuss a very important question with you, which many listeners had. I'm just summing up that question in one line. That is, in Islamic perspective, what time does the upbringing of a child start? Does it start after a child is born, or does it start somewhere before that?
When we are choosing our life partner, yeah, so I really want our listeners to pay attention of this word of life partner, life. You know, your life is going to start and you have some vision in your life and you want someone as a helper to pursue your vision in your life. So life partner means what? Means if you are having, inshallah, some child, yeah, children, so you need that partner to help you to bring, you know, bring up that upbringing of that children. So life partner means my vision is to leave a good progeny, yeah?
All
a
right.
Beautiful children. Mm-hmm. And then, inshallah, I'll go to my destination. So for having that baqiyat al-salihat, that beautiful children, I need a partner. So I'm choosing that
himself.
One.
Who's beautiful himself.
Yeah.
Beautiful himself.
Exactly. So I don't know why the media, the movies, the dramas, you know, they're always looking for someone who's handsome or gorgeous. No. Handsome, not only physically, but when you think of your marriage, life partner, you straight away, hadith says, think of your future, your children. Like me, for example, if I really want to have a daughter-in-law, for example, for my son. So I'm thinking, oh, my daughter-in-law, yeah, or my son should think that, oh, because in her arms, my generation going to train.
True.
So what kind of mindset she would have or
yeah.
he would have, you know? How much pure she or he has. So automatically, if I'm pure, pure, if I'm a calm person, if I'm a positive person, so my child will get that beauty the way she or he get the physical beauty the same way, you know.
He needs the spiritual beauty as well. He needs the beauty.
But unfortunately, we usually say, oh yeah, you know, like someone smart, handsome, you know, just physical
good
perfections
looks.
Are our priorities.
Yeah.
But not inner qualities. So when you are looking for your partner, that means you are looking for your generations.
Children, your generation, basically. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's great. I would love to discuss that with you. We need to take a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I have with me Sister Najafi, and we are talking about the time of upbringing. What time does the upbringing of a child start in Islamic perspective? Sister Najafi, you said the actual time is not when a child is born and then the upbringing starts. The upbringing starts actually when you meet your partner.
Exactly.
So you said that when we are looking at a partner, we look at the physical beauty, we look at the looks that are main priority, we look at the richness, we look at the material, we look at whatever he has materially, and we really don't look at the etiquettes or the morals, the values the person has, because those values, you said, are going to transmit into the offsprings.
Yes. I usually say that, you know, to my students that you have to marry with someone who's really rich and really handsome. Richness in faith, yeah?
All right.
And handsome means husn, and that beauty in akhlaq, in etiquette, in morals. And if someone says that, yeah, your partner is, mashallah, perfect, but maybe he cannot live or she cannot live more than 2-3 years because of some diseases. So you will not go with that partner, yeah? So the same way, our partner, you know, I will say not only for this world, we have to think for hereafter. So according to hadith, that if I'm choosing the best partner, yeah, the more pious than me.
All right.
Then on the day of judgment, that partner, not only he's having that right of intercession for me, even for my children. So me and my children can get promotion forever because of my good partner. But
all right.
Good means indefinitely, you know, in high rank of akhlaq and manners and definitely faith and, you know, piety. So sometimes I say this is the best way, the easiest way to go to Jannah, to have a good, you know, partner in especially
right.
in faith, you know, because you will get the way if you marry someone
you're getting
very
a free
rich,
ticket.
Yeah. If someone is very rich, you know, automatically you get all the facilities, you know, in this dunya.
Yeah.
So if someone is really rich in iman, in faith, so, you know, most probably you will get all those beautiful, you know, spiritual environment because of your partner, because you have
You're actually getting a free ticket to the trip of heaven forever.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a beautiful way to say, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be talking to you, sister. We need to take another short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, Allah will be merciful to his servant for his intense love for his child.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat, ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a perfect time of upbringing. When does the perfect time of upbringing start? In Islamic perspective, Sister Najafi, you said it starts from the very moment we start choosing a partner. And in terms of while we're choosing a partner, we are actually choosing a future generation. I know a mother who was really concerned while she was getting her daughter married. She was saying, I am marrying my daughter right now, but I am feeling so guilty that I never gave her some materialistic luxuries in her life. I feel very guilty that she does not have much, dowry with her to take to another home. And I heard some beautiful man telling her, did you give her the idea of 5 times praying in a day? And the mother was like, yes, my daughter offers 5 times prayers. Did you give her iman? And the mother was like, yes, of course, she's full of iman. And the person was saying, you reminded me of this story with your discussion. And the man was like, then you have given her the tremendous dowry with her that she needs to take. So I want you to tell our listeners, what kind of dowry should parents actually give to their daughters that she will take to another home, that she will carry on for the future generations?
Beautifully you have explained, mashallah. I love your style and the selection of wordings, mashallah. Yeah, I would say not only, whenever we talk about the marriage and we say, oh yeah, the new life is going to start, now everything should be new. I say, yeah, this is also a big level, because after marriage life is definitely a big change comes in our life and we start a new life. But the faith and the beautiful akhlaq and manners and connection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever dowries mother is giving to her children, that is not only for this life, even for that life, that the actual life. So I don't know how to say the richest, the most inner peace state, which is the most expensive level of luxury life, inner life. If you see, that is the luxurious life, that someone is satisfied, someone is happy, someone is content, someone is, having a beautiful vision in the life.
That sukoon, that satisfaction, you want to
inner
say.
Peace, yeah.
Yeah.
So you feel, wow, look at her or look at him,
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was in place of this person. So that kind of dowry, no one can steal it, no one can snatch it, no one can take it. That is eternal.
And it will never finish.
Yeah, never ever finish. Yeah.
Because the dowry we take in this world, the material things that we take in this world are going to finish at one point of time. And then we are again going to listen, what she got with her? Nothing. We have these claims from the mother-in-laws and other in-laws who wait for the materialistic dowry. So you said the most important thing that a mother can give to her daughter, a young daughter, is in terms of dowry, is the richness in iman, is the 5 times prayers, is the fasting
beauty
thing.
Beauty of akhlaq.
Beauty of values that she's going to transmit into the future generations.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Sister Najafi, thank you so much for being with us.
Welcome.
It was a great discussion with you. I always love to discuss with you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. For any suggestions, for any questions, for any feedback, please email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. Our website is parstoday.com, wherein you can find all our programs. Go into the option Call of Islam and you'll find our programs. Until another episode, fi amanullah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is